This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, you remember that coin shortage we told you about? Not as many nickels and dimes and quarters circulating because of how the pandemic has changed our shopping habits. Do not get me started on the penny, by the way. Anyway, it's still a thing, that coin shortage. But this next story is about a surplus of currency of a sort also caused by this pandemic. We're talking about those paper tickets you can redeem for prizes at Chuck E. Cheese. The company, which filed for bankruptcy back in June, asked a bankruptcy court this week to, and this is a quote, arrange for the destruction of, and then this is a quote too, enough tickets to fill approximately 65 40-foot cargo shipping containers. So, Leslie Pappas covers bankruptcy for Bloomberg Industry Group. She wrote the story that we saw, so we got her on the phone. Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So how did it come to pass that there are however many truckloads or container loads of these tickets sitting in storage?
Well, the tickets are used to redeem prizes, obviously, and Chuck E. Cheese needs them on a regular basis. And before the pandemic, ordered many of them from suppliers based on regular business. And then COVID happened.
Right. And they are fundamentally, if you're keeping Chuck E. Cheese's books, these are basically money.
They're money. I think they're worth, a retail value is a fraction of a penny.
Well, yes, for each ticket.
But
if I got my hands on all those truckloads and walked into my local Chuck E. Cheese, I'd be doing all right, right?
Yeah, I found that there's actually the 7 billion tickets that they're asking their suppliers to destroy would be, if you redeem those, that'd be worth $9 million worth of prizes.
$9 million worth of Chuck E. Cheese prizes. I cannot even conceive. why does the company need the bankruptcy court to do this thing that seems to make a lot of sense from a business perspective?
Well, once a company has filed Chapter 11, they need to get the court's permission for pretty much everything. Uh-huh. I mean, they can't just do what they want. They are now a debtor in possession, and the money they spend is per a budget that's been approved by the court. So what they're actually asking to approve is not shredding of these tickets. There's actually more tickets in their own back rooms that they need to destroy. But these 7 billion tickets, they are actually asking the court to approve settlements with these vendors at a cost of $2.3 million. If they had gone ahead and let the tickets go through the supply chain, they would have paid more. And then, of course, if the tickets had fallen into the public's hands, they could redeem them for much more in prizes. So they have to go to the court to show them that, hey, this $2.3 million sounds like a lot, but really, in the grand scheme of things, we're saving money for the estate.
Right. Spending money to save money for the remnants of Chuck E. Cheese. We should say, though, that there are some outfits that are still operating. So what does this say about the prospects, I guess, for Mr. Cheese and his company?
Well, the company is still looking to market itself. The bankruptcy certainly is not over. They're looking to, they're marketing the company for sale. Just because they're getting rid of the tickets doesn't mean the company is necessarily going away. And by the way, they will continue to redeem the tickets that are out there. And some of the franchisees will still be using paper tickets. But they basically, the pandemic prompted them to accelerate a plan that they sort of already had to phase these out and go to contactless e-tickets.
Right. Where does this rank on your weirdness scale of things that you've come across in bankruptcy filings, by the way?
There's a lot of weird stuff. But this is certainly one that a lot of other people are interested in, whereas normally most people don't care about the weird stuff I find.
Fair enough. Leslie Pappas covers bankruptcy for the Bloomberg Industry Group. Leslie, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much.